I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Nathan Deal announced today that he's calling lawmakers back to Atlanta for a special session to cover the cleanup costs from Hurricane Michael. The session will be called to order on November 13th. The AJC reports that the session will last at least 5 days. The cleanup is expected to cost roughly $100 million. Federal disaster aid will likely reimburse state and local governments for much of that sum. Federal and state agencies are gathering online today for a meeting to talk about the best ways to handle the opioid crisis in the South. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Georgia leaders and those from other southern states will discuss ways to help people struggling with addiction. That includes how to rejoin the workforce and gain access to housing. Local officials will share feedback with several federal agencies about programs they've used in their states. Leaders will also discuss how federal funding can be used to assist Georgia communities. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
This week, the Federal Emergency Management Agency began sending teams into Daugherty County to register people for storm recovery assistance. County officials and FEMA representatives will hold a town hall meeting tonight at 7 at an Albany middle school to answer questions about ongoing storm recovery efforts. The county's burn ban, which has been in effect since Hurricane Michael, has also been lifted, though residents are still required to get a burn permit from the Georgia Forestry Commission. Well, mass layoffs are expected at the mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility at the Savannah Riverside Nuclear Reservation outside of Augusta next month. That follows the National Nuclear Security Administration's October 10th decision to end construction. The MOX facility was originally intended to convert weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear-powered electric plants. It's now expected to be converted into a facility making triggering devices for nuclear weapons. And Cobb County is considering some new regulations for homeowners who offer their property for short-term rentals through online services like Airbnb. A proposal presented to commissioners yesterday would require application fees, business licenses, and payment of hotel-motel taxes. The Marietta Daily Journal reports that the proposed new policies would not be in place prior to the Super Bowl at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in February. As of September, there were 964 active short-term rentals in Cobb County. And in sports, Atlanta United manager Gerardo Martino has decided not to renew his contract and will leave the team following the playoffs. Martino, who is a native of Argentina, said he made the decision because he wants a new challenge and for family reasons. Widely circulated rumors that Martino will become the manager of Mexico's national team have not been confirmed. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.